Rhodes, a section of Baringo residents is proposing the allocation of shush 10 billion special fund in order to open up areas prone to cattle rustling and banditry. The locals stated that the kitty under the Ministry of Transport will play a crucial role in completing all stalled roads in the region as well as establishing of new ones. They made the request at Kenya Forestry Research Institute in Marigat Town on Friday during a public participation forum by the Budget and Appropriations Committee of the National Assembly that was co-chaired by Baringo woman representative Florence Jamaisha and her Nyeri counterpart Rahab Makami. Saimo Soy Ward resident Stephen Barkerton noted that the roads linking the three sub-counties of Baringo North, South and TRT connecting neighboring Algeo Marakwet, West Pokot, Laikipia, Samburu and Turkana counties will boost security operations in the affected areas. Barkerton highlighted the Kipchereri Sibilo Yatia Kosate and Ashakanin Kipnai Lomuka Aral roads as some of the key infrastructure to be actualized in the vast county so that it can promote accessibility to public amenities in the remote parts of the county. Baringo South MP Charles Cameron, addressing a gathering during a public participation forum by the Budget and Appropriations Committee at Kenya Forestry Research Institute in Marigat Town on Friday. "We are requesting funds for security roads because it will enhance trade and businesses as well as connecting to many crucial institutions which are currently inaccessible," he said. Paul Kipyamit, resident of Baringo South Sub-County, echoed the sentiments of Barkerton, noting that the proposed roads, which include Sarata Mukutani Ingalecha and Nakuru Kisanana Nyimbe Chemerongian, will aid in patrol and recovery of stolen livestock. However, Kipyamit lamented that besides the 100 km Karandi Mochingoi Kasiela Arabel Sarata Sandai Marigat Road, construction works of four other security roads across the county had stalled. "If this budget will not finish the stalled road projects in our county, I will personally take the government to court," he said. The vocal resident stated that the insecurity challenge has tormented people, and it is high time that the government teams up with other stakeholders in offering a lasting solution to the perennial problem. Martin Aroko from TRT, who shared similar sentiments with Kipyamit and Barkerton, said the roads are crucial since it will aid in the movement of security personnel as well as national police reservists in case of banditry attacks. Aroko highlighted the importance of roads and other key development programs like electricity connectivity and water coverage, which he said was low in the TRT region, yet they are key to spur economic growth and promote investments. Baringo South legislator, MP, Charles Cameron, in his remarks revealed that currently, there is no special program in Kenya dealing with security, yet residents in some parts of the North Rift region continue to bear the brunt of armed criminals. Cameron, who revealed that parliamentarians are moving towards ending insecurity menace through legislations of various security bills, stated that National Police Reservists, NPR, should be paid a monthly stipend of at least shush 20,000 to motivate them in their difficult job. Nyeri woman representative Rahab Makami, addressing a presser during a public participation forum at Kenya Forestry Research Institute in Marigat Town on Friday. He underscored the need for the special kitty, which he said should be dispersed urgently in order to end the perennial insecurity challenge once and for all. Baringo North MP Joseph Makalap revealed that his constituents in the 2024-2025 financial year under the National Treasury Subdivision, where they are expected to get about 20 million, have agreed to do restocking for banditry victims to restore them to their normal lives. Makalap added that another portion of the money will be spent in purchase of beehives to vulnerable families as well as empowerment of women. Magosho MP Ruben Kaborek said another way of tackling insecurity in the region is by putting large chunks of land into irrigation use and utilizing the water sources for extensive agriculture, which will in turn promote food security. Makami, accompanied by Bahati MP Irene Nyoki, promised that all the deliberations from the meeting will be captured in one report, which will be presented in Parliament to represent the aspirations of Baringo residents.